I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low temperature, slow cooking smoker, egg or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free how to choose the right infrared grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Do you guys want to hear probably the craziest story that you're going to hear today?
Yes.
Okay. Kane's very excited about this. All right, so here it is. Trial begins for 87-year-old trans killer who went shopping with victim's dismembered leg in his wheelchair.
What? Wait, that's the headline?
Blink, blink. Yeah. Lord. An 87-year-old transgender New York City serial killer.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
It keeps getting worse.
Is trying to stay out of prison for a third time as his trial for viciously butchering a woman, according to New York Post, and then riding around with her severed arm. This said dismembered leg, but severed arm in his mobility scooter began this week in Brooklyn. Harvey Marcelin, he killed 68-year-old Susan Layden, chopped up her body into pieces, stuffed it in a bag, dumped on an East New York street before taking his, and I like this turn of phrase, disturbing scooter ride. Susan, 22. He was in his wheelchair, and he said he became so, he's a dude, right? Yeah, he's a dude. He became so obsessed with his victim that he created multiple Facebook accounts using her photo as his profile picture. This is why Kane says that old people aren't innocent right here.
Come on, you know what I say. Not all old people are innocent.
He asked to be referred to Mr. Harvey in court, even though he's identified as transgender. He beat her to death. And how are you 87 beating somebody to death? Right. You're in a mobility scooter. I think he's faking it. Take his wheelchair away. See what happens.
It's not easy to remove someone's limb, even if you have a sharp object. It's not easy. What's this 87-year-old trans guy doing?
He used a reciprocal saw to dismember her body at his Cypress Hills Insane in the Membrane apartment.
I guess a reciprocal saw makes it easier.
The prosecutors say cutting through skin, cutting through flesh, through tissue, through bones, so many bones. He packages up her body in plastic bags. Ooh. Poor Layden was down on her luck because she lost her jewelry business and she became estranged from her daughter. She ended up in a homeless shelter, started getting her back on track just before her murder. He disposed of her torso in the same rolling bag she brought over. And then he headed to the 99-cent store with part of her literal leg stuffed into the back of his electric wheelchair. Wow. Now, an e-bike rider, they're good for something. Look at this. Discovered the woman's torso on the street and alerted police. And then when they went into this dude's apartment, they found her thighs. Everything is separated. Hands, arm, head, stuffed into various plastic garbage bags. They never got her right leg, left arm, or left hand. That was never recovered. Now, he was previously in jail for fatally shooting a girlfriend. And then he stabbed another girlfriend to death a year later. He had been released on lifetime parole after he killed the first girlfriend. And then he stabbed the second girlfriend to death. And he brought her body down in a bloody garbage bag before he shoved it in a shopping cart. How the hell is this guy out?
Right?
That when he shot and killed the first girlfriend, he should have been away forever. When he stabbed the second girlfriend to death, he should have been put away forever. How in the world is he still out? It's New York, restorative justice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And he told the parole hearing a couple of years ago, right before he killed again, quote, "I give you my word, I will never reoffend." And then he promptly reoffended. Wow. Now, the jury can't hear any of the details of these other murders.
Why?
Because it's stupid. This is so stupid because this whole, it's just ridiculous. So she apparently visited him for drugs. And then his lawyer suggested that, they were trying to blame this other drug addict who visited him for drugs, but the CCTV footage from outside the building doesn't support that. But literally just like scooting around, going into the 99 cent store with a leg in his wheelchair. The Mad Libs hell is this? I don't know, man. This is crazy. But 87 years old, also transgender at 87 years old. If you haven't figured it out by then, you're close to death. Just give it up. It's done. You don't need to be messing. Just live in the now. Be realistic, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's the last thing you... Just give it up. You had all the mother years to figure it out. Clearly, he's mental and evil. Actually, he's just evil. I think he's just evil. I don't think he's crazy. I think he's just evil. That's insane. What gets me, though, he was out... He'd killed two women and killed a third.
Just walking around.
Yeah, walking around. There are people, like, on minor drug offenses that have been locked up for longer.
How is prison justice not caught up with this guy?
I don't know. That's a million-dollar question, right? Are prisoners scared of serial killers? I'm wondering. Well, aren't they, like, always... Aren't serial killers kind of kept by themselves?
Probably.
But was this guy considered a serial killer then because he'd only killed two women? Do you have to kill three for it to be considered?
You're probably right.
I mean, I don't know if that's the number. I don't make the rules. But man alive, that is just, this is insane. That's just crazy. But he was out after killing two women. You would think that he would, I don't know. Okay, so this is so goofy. A top MAGA influencer was revealed to be AI, created by a guy in India who made a lot of money off of lonely dudes online. This is really sad, actually. I find this so sad. And it feels like that this is AI slop. It very clearly looks like AI slop, right? If you look at her images, I mean, it looks like it's AI.
Oh, yeah.
It's, I don't know how anybody was duped by this, but okay. But yeah, this guy made up an AI girl, and he would pose her in a bikini while ice fishing, drinking Coors Light, and shooting guns. He's an Indian man who literally paid for his med school by this. He's now a 22-year-old orthopedic surgeon in training. He told Wired magazine that he got the idea to sell AI-generated images of a woman in a bikini while trying to get money for school, and he used Google's Gemini AI for advice, created a quote-unquote hot girl for the MAGA niche, and after the software told him that they have a higher disposable income and it's more loyal in marketing. And so that's what, yeah.
Okay.
So Emily Hart, the fake girl, was born. Wow. And guess what? And then she would say things like, he would have her say things like, if you want a reason to unfollow, Christ is King, abortion is murder, all illegals must be deported. Like just saying red meat stuff over and over again. And he told the magazine, every day I'd write something pro-Christian, pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, anti-abortion, anti-woke, and anti-immigration. He said the account blew up and the fake account had 10,000 followers within a month. Well, it makes sense. I mean, we are the same people who shouted, give us Barabbas. Makes sense, right?
That's real.
I mean, it looks fake.
It does.
Whenever I see stuff like this, I'm like, fake, 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 all fake. But he made a lot of money. So, Kane, I'm feeling like we missed out on
another one of these. How many do we talk about all the time? At least once a week.
I'm going to create a fake AI person. I'm going to create an AI person. If you created an AI, see, the left, this is the thing. You can't create a fake leftist because those people that are leading the party are really ugly.
Yeah, the real ones are so absurd, even AI couldn't match it.
Yeah, they're the ones that are like morbidly obese with like cow piercings and like blue hair that's real short, bad skin, and they're just loud and annoying. Yeah. I mean, that nobody wants to pay for that. You know, you can see it in San Francisco or Portland or downtown Dallas, like any day of the week. You know, nobody's going to pay for that. How crazy, though. But I can't believe people were duped by this. When you look at the photos of it, you're like, oh, yeah, that doesn't look exactly real. That doesn't really look real. Like, there's a picture of her posing behind a fishing hole, a nice fishing hole, and she's holding a can of Coors Light. I mean, I knew it was fake because it's Coors Light. Like, who's doing that? So, Kane, we need to do this. If people are going to be dumb enough to spend money on that, I want their money.
Yeah, we're missing out.
They're too irresponsible with it. Give it to me.
Yep.
I can think of a lot of things that I would do with it.
We'd be way more responsible with it.
Oh, I wouldn't at all put anybody through med school. But what I would actually do is tie up all the people I hate in endless lawfare and make it to where they had to, like, sell blood, plasma, in order to continue funding the legal battle with me. I would do that. For sure. I mean, I'd give some to my church and, you know, some dog shelters. But that's mostly what I would do with it, is that. I'm not going
to
lie. What are your big dreams, Kane? That's my big dream.
Yeah, no, that sounds really
noble. I would do that and live under a bridge, and I'd be happy.
I would probably do it in order to fund a lifestyle completely off the grid and away from humanity.
Mm. You can do that and still make your enemies cry and their families lament.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Well, yeah.
Combine both of our ideas.
Oh, but I mean, I'm just saying, that's what, I feel we gotta invest in this. Investors, maybe you. I mean, we gotta figure out how to do this. This is something. I'm just saying. I'll think of a name. Like, what would you name your fake AI person? It needs to be something like, something with an I.
To be like,
give
a
it a George Carlin female name.
Oh, gosh.
Because those
candy.
Names,
Candy with an I?
Candy with an I, K-A-N-D-I. And it's the candy store, right? That's her subscription account.
There it is. All right,
man, we got it now. We got it. And then basically all you have to do is just, like, take, like, some of these woke Riker, like, Posobiec or whatever tweets and just, like, post them up there. And that's brain dead enough to get people to, you know, yeah, whatever. Oh, my word. I mean, clearly, by judging the quality of those AI images.
Oh, yeah. We could totally do this.
Oh, man. It doesn't have to be perfect. That's what I learned. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect so it can be good.
I asked AI if to make me names, and now we have a few names listed if we want to run through
what?
These.
What are some of the other names,
dude? Ashley Whitmore, Reagan Cole, Brooke Hollis, Paige Bennett, which I think is a real person, Carly Sutton.
Reagan Cole, I like that.
Save all these. Yeah, we can have like a team of them. We can be like the Tate brothers, but not with real women. Right?
I don't think that's a goal.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Taint brothers, but not with real women.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then we can walk around with skinny legs and talk about how we don't bang trannies. I'm kidding. I'm really missing out on this. America, I feel like we all have an opportunity here. Right? We all got an opportunity here. That's what I'm sensing. We have more to come as we roll towards headlines. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's the folks over at Noble Gold Investments. It can be really confusing if you're out there trying to invest in precious metals to protect what you got. And there's a lot of different places you can go, but who do you really trust to guide you? You need to go with someone who's got a record in the industry and people who are not about just impersonal, quick, hasty transactions. And this is where Noble Gold comes in. Noble Gold Investments has helped protect savings with physical metals for a decade. They got a white glove service that guides your every step. Total transparency. There's no hidden fees. There's no pressure. You got clear explanations, a very customer first focus, and they help you make informed decisions, not just clock sales quotas. So if you want experience to protect your savings, you need to call the folks over at Noble Gold Investments or visit them online. In fact, it's super easy. You can see how physical gold and silver could fit into your own portfolio. If you go to their website, download Noble Gold Investments Free Wealth Protection Kit, noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
there are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first up here, let me pull this up. So apparently Budweiser is going to increase American production. Is this going to make the people who are still mad at them over InBev in St. Louis okay? I don't know. Right. Is it going to do it? I don't know. I had family members that were real mad about that. They were really upset about it. It'd be great if their god-awful videos didn't autoplay. Fox Business, get your stuff together. $600 million into U.S. production in a major bet on American growth. This is what I wash my beer glasses in. I'm not going to pretend. They never offered an apology for that twink that they had shilling their stuff. So I'm not over it until I get an apology. Still, that's where I am. Let's see. Also, the guy who was the co-founder of the band Traffic, Dave Mason, passed away, 79.
Man, I used to love that band. That was all that sparked, like, me getting into the bands like Blind Faith and all those back in the early days. You know, Eric Clapton and Stevie Winwood and those guys. Man, those good times.
He literally sat in his favorite chair after he and his wife made dinner, and he just, that's it.
Oh man, that's almost like
a very peaceful way to go, right?
I might want to go that way.
Yeah. Let's see. Sodium nitrate suicide crisis. Apparently, what is this? This is weird.
Bacon.
What? Meat curing chemical is hitting young men the hardest. It's a new British study in BMJ Public Health.
Not good.
And they said that 201 suspected suicide cases found 87% involved nitrate or nitrate levels 100 times above normal physiological range. So that's not because they're eating bacon, though.
No, it's because they're eating too many cured meats.
Ooh, too many cured meats. That's a big deal. Processed meat, guys, as we move. The folks who help make the program possible, it is the good people over at Chapter that exist to make life less confusing for you. If you are on Medicare, or maybe you're getting close to getting on Medicare, you're always encouraged to go to the government website or talk to some rando insurance agent. And then, you know, surprise, your plan does not cover a single thing that you need, but yet you're overpaying still, which doesn't make any sense. Medicare is confusing on purpose, and that's exactly how people end up in the wrong plans, overpaying and undercovered. You really need to find someone who's actually on your side, and that's what Chapter does. They exist to cut through the confusion. They don't sell you on one or two companies. They're the only advisor that compares every Medicare plan across the country to find out what fits your doctors, your prescriptions, and your budget. It's an honest translator for Medicare. They explain your options in plain English and help you avoid plans that are great for insurance companies, but terrible for actual people. So the people who work with Chapter on average save about $1,100 a year on healthcare costs just by getting on the right plan instead of accepting whatever was pushed at them. It's free and fast. In under 20 minutes, Chapter can review your current coverage, walk you through your choices if you're about to enroll, so you know exactly what you're picking and why. So if you're already on it or getting close, they'll answer your questions and clear up any confusion, and you'll feel confident instead of overwhelmed. Take control of your Medicare. Dial #250 on your phone and say the words My Medicare. It's #250. Say the words My Medicare. Get your options reviewed with Chapter today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
This is stuff that we've already known, and we finally have somebody in the White House that's actually going to do something about it. Because you remember, well, if you are a subscriber to Chapter and Verse, you already have this. But, you know, under the previous administration, this current investigation into Southern Poverty Law Center actually predates POTUS's second administration. And when Biden assumed office, they actually shut it down. They stopped the investigation, and it was revived by Trump when he got back into the White House. And I think it's very interesting that Biden stopped the investigation. So the charges include bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering. I linked the full indictment on the website on Substack. Chapter and Verse. So it, I have Acting Attorney General, whom you just heard, Todd Blanche. Now, for the people, and I'm going to get into some of the reaction with it, but this indictment is pretty crazy. They had a number of informants that Southern Poverty Law Center, which I think is a terrorist group, they've named me a million times. They had these informants that they paid. And then they used these informants to literally go and plan. They funded, and then they executed things like the Unite the Right rally, which you saw a woman. You had a number of people injured, and there was a woman who was killed. They did that. They are the single, and this is a fact, Southern Poverty Law Center is the single largest donor to extremist groups in the nation to the tune of millions of dollars. And they were trying to hide what they were doing. They opened bank accounts that were under fictitious entities. The way that they went about this is, it's pretty damning. I mean, if they going through the indictment, depending on what they show in court, I don't see how there aren't criminal charges and jail time at this point. And then the groups that they funded, you know, they provided transportation for, they helped plan that Unite the Right rally that was in Charlottesville. They even helped, according to the indictment, their field sources make racist postings. In fact, the line is, quote, that field source made racist postings under the supervision of Southern Poverty Law Center and helped coordinate their transportation for attendees, all kinds of stuff. And then they had their little shell game of fictitious entities that they used as a way to hide what they were doing. They were all online making comments to each other, chatting in chat groups, all of this. It showed, in fact, one of them was paid $1 million. That witness, that informant goes by the name of F9 in the indictment. And that individual was paid $1 million for chaos. $1 million to sow hate. All of their accusations, see, and this is the other thing, the whole excuse that they've used, because they were the first ones to announce this yesterday, and then the DOJ came out with their statement. And I thought it was sketchy that they came out with this announcement, because clearly you could tell they were trying to get ahead of something. You could tell they were trying to get ahead of it. And then the indictment came out. So it's their excuses that they were trying to protect themselves fall flat, because this went on for over a decade, guys. It went on for a really long time. I mean, probably longer than that. This is just the stuff that we know of. But they were purporting that, oh, we only paid these informants as a way to protect ourselves, except the indictment doesn't support this at all. It doesn't support it. I mean, they actively were trying to agitate and planning this. They wanted chaos. They absolutely wanted chaos. You know, it makes me wonder, too. Well, I can't wait to see what's up with J6. What are they going to find with J6?
That's a good point.
Now, this is not an innocuous, this is not at all an innocuous group. Southern Poverty Law Center is next to Media Matters, is one of the most vicious hate groups, terror entities that we have. When back in 2012, during the Letter People fight against Chick-fil-A, the culture war, there was a guy named Floyd Lee Corkins. I wrote about this extensively, who was inspired by Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. Now, this comes from the affidavit. He got the locations of where he wanted to go literally from Southern Poverty Law Center's hate map. That is something else. And he went to the headquarters in Washington, D.C. for Family Research Center, Family Research Council, because Family Research Council supported biblical marriage and was very outspoken against a lot of these pretty radical groups that were going after Chick-fil-A, because they found out Chick-fil-A was owned by a Christian. I mean, it was the dumbest thing ever. And so Floyd Lee Corkins, he walked into the lobby of the Family Research Council and opened fire. There was a very brave security guard named Leo Johnson who actually intervened, and people would have been dead were it not for Johnson intervening. But Corkins, after he shot up the lobby of the group's headquarters, when law enforcement intervened, they noticed that he had a number of Chick-fil-A sandwiches on his person. Corkins actually had planned to shove a sandwich into the dead gaping mouths of his victims. And again, he would have succeeded. And that's just one example of how radical this group is. There's a long history of them using these informants and agitating and all kinds of stuff. There's quite a bit. I mean, they have a pretty, I mean, they got some sketchy people that are involved with them. They've done this a lot. And again, this is just what we know. I dare say that there's probably a hell of a lot more that we don't. But these charges, this is pretty intense. They did this, by the way, the left, with Occupy Wall Street. You had the same thing with Occupy Wall Street. You had people who were agitated and they were being paid to go for that purpose. You saw this again pre-Black Lives Matter in St. Louis with Ferguson. You guys remember that. You saw this then, because you had leftist groups that were trying to agitate. In fact, you remember the group Acorn? The group Acorn that ended up becoming More in St. Louis. They ended up changing their acronym. They closed their the Acorn offices after the original James O'Keefe bust. And then they renamed it to like Missouri something or other, and in short called More. And what ended up happening, and I linked this on X yesterday, it's Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment. So that's what Acorn became. They became that. And when all of this stuff was happening in Ferguson, you had these activists that were brought in to hijack what they were doing from the activists who lived there, right? And then they weren't getting paid. Apparently the checks stopped. and they went on social media using the hashtag #CutTheCheck, and they began publicly demanding money for their involvement with Ferguson. The St. Louis American, by the way, wrote about this back at the time. This was back in 2015. And it was one of the only local news outlets that actually wrote about it. They said that there was an existing bank account that had been activated specifically to pay for people to agitate. And they were paying a lot of people. I mean, they were paying people like $3,000 a piece to do this. And this is, again, a leftist entity that literally paid for agitation in Ferguson. You know why Ferguson got so hot after Mike Brown? Because you had activists who were documented being paid to do it. There are receipts. And when they didn't get paid, they literally held a protest outside of their offices, and they went to social media with the hashtag #CutTheCheck. That was in 2015. All of this stuff, they were trying so hard to keep the hate going. It was something else. Hey, folks, it's Dana. And if you know me, you know I'm a total foodie. I love to cook, and I love quality, flavorful, fresh ingredients. And my newest discovery is fresh-pressed olive oil, which has really enhanced my appreciation for olive oil from here on out. It's richer. It's more vibrant. It just makes everything better, from salads or dipping fresh bread. It just tastes great. And it's rich in antioxidants. So why does freshness matter? Because olive oil isn't just oil. It's actually a fresh-pressed fruit. And like anything fresh, the flavor and the health benefits are at their peak right after harvest. TJ, the owner of Fresh Pressed Olive Oil, sources the world's most delicious and artisanal olive oils direct from the gold medal winning small olive farms around the world during the peak harvest season. You can try it for yourself and get a full-sized $49 bottle for free. You just pay a dollar in shipping. That's crazy. Visit DanaLovesOliveOil.com and claim your free bottle for just $1 in shipping. No commitment. You can cancel anytime. Once you try fresh pressed olive oil, though, there is no going back. Everything else tastes like hobo oil. It just doesn't even count. Visit DanaLovesOliveOil.com.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You may have a low temperature, slow cooking smoker, egg or pellet barbecue. They're fine for the weekend when you have the time. But for the hectic weekdays, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill, which heats up to 1000 degrees in just 3 minutes, even in the dead of winter. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills food faster. In a matter of minutes, your family could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken, and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies, anytime you want with the speed and ease of a USA-made Solaire infrared grill. Go to besthotgrill.com/hot to get your free How to Choose the Right Infrared Grill guide to see why Solaire should be your everyday go-to grill. Learn more at besthotgrill.com/hot. Great food fast with Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com/hot.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right. So first up, let me pull this up. I do have it. I have a million windows open right now. It's my fault. A substitute teacher was caught acting erratically in a Lake County classroom. Disorderly conduct. I mean, you know, what is she doing? Like skipping in the hall or something? Oh, no, she started yelling incoherently. yelled that they should put her in prison for life. And then she told students, she propositioned them, you know what I mean, and then referred to herself as a million-dollar prostitute. Oh. The assistant principal had to go to the classroom. They had her get her all of her stuff and leave. She said no, she doesn't want to leave, and she doesn't want to be tasered. She had to be restrained and escorted to the front office. And apparently she also hit another female student.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was calling them derogatory names, slapped one of the heads of another, put her hand on the throat of another one.
Yep.
Oh, man. Lots of charges, including misdemeanor, disorderly conduct, simple battery, disruption of a school function, 2 counts for that. The school said, well, the teacher's employment was terminated today. You think? The folks who make the program possible, it's the people over at Bernegun. I've told you before, I carry. I have no problem using lethal force. I also realize, too, that maybe sometimes you go to places where you are not permitted to carry. Private property, local or municipal restrictions, whatever it is. And so in that instance, you need to be able to diversify and have some means of protecting yourself. And this is where Bernegun comes in. There's different models. The one you need to look at is the Byrna CL compact launcher, roughly the size of an iPhone, easy target acquisition. Byrna shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. Easy to use, highly effective, no permits, no background checks. You order it online and it sends right to your front door, made right here in the U.S. of A. And when you compare it to standard stun guns or tasers, they have maybe one or two rounds. The Byrna gun has a 15-round shot capacity per cartridge. So visit Byrna.com/Dana. Get your Byrna today. BYRNA.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, burgers, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more about these amazing USA-made grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. That's Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
I think it's okay for us to be a bit transactional, too. And to say, I'm going to get mine also. And so don't count on me to be a voter and be the backbone of the Democratic Party, because it is my value system and my ethics and my sense of civic duty and responsibility, so that you look at me and say, oh, they're going to vote.
Did she have a point with us?
No.
I think she just likes hearing herself talk. That's annoying. Isn't that her whole career, though? I just find her so boring and irrelevant. I see her and I'm like, it's nap time. I gotta be honest with you. She doesn't even have a heartbeat in terms of interest. She is one of the most boring, unaccomplished NEPO candidates that have ever tried to seek higher office. just not impressed with her. But that goes for a lot of the left, you know. I mean, it's really true. But, yeah, I mean, this is also silly. We have a lot more on the way, including what Republicans need to do to get it right, because the redistricting in Virginia is going to be a disaster. Some people were saying that Texas shouldn't have started this whole thing. Meh, maybe Virginians. I'm going to say it. It's going to make some people mad. You need to turn out vote right. Folks, I knew that I turned into an adult when I got excited about laundry detergent. I didn't think I was actually going to get excited about laundry products, but here we are. So I don't know if you've heard of laundry sauce. This is legit what I use. And I have this one. They sent me, because I've been purchasing this for several years now on my own. And the French saffron is like my absolute favorite. The bergamot is so good. And I love that I don't have to think about any of it. The smell alone is next level. I mean, this is one. So this is the Indonesian patchouli. And at first I was like, I don't want to smell like a hippie. But then I opened the box and it's amazing. Look how bougie this is too, by the way. Kane, have you smelled this?
I haven't.
Do you want to eat one? I'm kidding.
Throw it.
Oh, it smells so good. This is like what clean is supposed to smell like. And everything is so soft and it's so nice. I have eczema and I have no problems in using any of their stuff. But here's like what really sold me. I mean, first off, you have these pre-measured pods, right, that you just saw. One and done. There's no guessing with it. But also, I really like the scent boosting chips that they have. And you can get it in the Australian sandalwood, the Italian bergamot, the Egyptian rose, French saffron. I mean, clean, warm. It's just the greatest scent ever. But like I said, you don't have to overthink any of it. The pre-measured pods, the scent chips, there's no mess, no guessing. It's super easy. And they have all of these extras with it. I mean, you have the dryer sheets. You have, like I said, the scent boosters, the liquid fabric softener, and your clothes feel incredible. And the dryer sheets, which I have here, they just lock absolutely everything in. I mean, it smells clean and soft and that you actually care about your laundry. All the guests in my house, they love the way everything smells. And I know I'm not the only one, by the way, because apparently 90% of people feel the same way after they switch to laundry sauce. Now, here's the deal. Laundry sauce just landed in Target, or you can say Target. You can find it in select stores, or you can do what I do and grab everything online, including the boosters and the conditioner and more. And for a limited time, all of you out there, you have the hookup. Take 20% off of your entire order when you use code Dana at laundrysauce.com/Dana. So that's 20% off everything at laundrysauce.com/Dana using promo code Dana. So upgrade your laundry game today. Seriously, you're going to actually look forward to laundry day.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire Demo Rental Program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So today is Earth Day, right? You guys know Earth Day, founded by Ira Einhorn, a guy who literally murdered his girlfriend and composted her inside of a trunk in his closet. He took Earth Day so seriously that he composted the girlfriend that he murdered.
Wait, we're not supposed to all do this now, are we, on Earth?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure, but that's, you know, he was a big environmental activist to the point where he wanted to compost the people that he killed. So that's Earth Day. Hey, happy Earth Day, everybody. I know, that's kind of a sad Earth Day, but it's still no less true. Also, let's see. A Yellowstone wolf stole a sign warning tourists about hungry grizzly bears. Yeah. Wolves are against us. I mean, actually, literally with his mouth on a trail cam, took this. I mean, he took it and then ran away. And there's video that's captured of it. It's actually hysterical. It was in Yellowstone National Park. And Taylor Rabe, who's a biological science technician working in Yellowstone, was monitoring the Junction Butte wolf pack. And he noticed, or she noticed, one of the puppies running across the road with a giant sign in his mouth. And yeah, he not only dislodged it, but he carried it off. Yep. And it was a sign warning people of wolves.
Of grizzly bears.
Oh, sorry, of grizzly bears. Sorry, yeah. The wolves are working with the bears in Yellowstone right now. Just saying. Smash and grab thieves stole $1,000 in Pokemon and other sports. Did I say that? $100,000? Oh, no. Yeah, $100,000 in Pokemon and sports cards from a store, all captured on video. North Chicago, of course. They
how
go
are Pokemon
in.
Pokemon still this valuable?
Dude, I don't even know. I don't even know. Like, how are Labubus as valuable as they are? What people put value on, this is why aliens don't visit us, right? Doesn't. Do you guys remember the Soros-backed DA that made Kim Gardner? Yeah, apparently now she's a dual certified nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health person.
No.
I'm Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com/hot. We make the incredible Solaire infrared grills that heat up in just 3 minutes to searing heat and make the juiciest grilled food you've ever had. But don't take my word for it. Try before you buy with the Solaire demo rental program. For only $47, you can use our infrared demo grill for 2 weekends and the week in between in the comfort of your backyard. Test its hot, fast performance and versatility with steak, chicken, fish, pork, veggies, and all the foods your family enjoys. At the end of the demo, just wipe it off and put it in the box for a UPS pickup. Solaire makes it easy. Then you'll receive a coupon for $47 off any new Solaire infrared grill. The Solaire demo rental program will convince you why Solaire is truly the last grill you'll ever buy. Learn more about the amazing USA-made Solaire infrared grills at besthotgrill.com/hot. Solaire demo rental program at besthotgrill.com/hot.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.